Hello, quiz heads. Welcome to edition number 87 of Takeaway Trivia. I'm Leon, your quizmaster from Hereford, UK, and this is your pub quiz in a podcast. Coming away, four rounds of trivia, and it's up to you how you play. You can use the questions to entertain yourself on a drive to work, or maybe while you're out on a walk with the dogs. Alternatively, why not play it like a real pub quiz? Get some family and friends around the dinner table with some paper and pens and battle your brains. I provide the questions, you set the rules. Don't forget, this is your pub quiz. If there's something you'd like to be tested on, do let me know. At Bar Wars on Twitter or facebook.com/takeawaytrivia is a really good way to get in touch if maybe you think there's some subject matter you think that I should add to the mix. And also, while you're doing that, don't forget to like and subscribe and follow us wherever you obtain your podcast from. A quick hello to Karen and John, who've been listening to the podcast while on a trip round Loch Ness, all the way from the Wirral. Amazing. Thank you for playing along. They've pointed out that I got a fact about the IKEA founder wrong back in episode number 79. I love it when you keep me on my toes. Karen and John, safe journeys, and thank you for listening to the podcast. This week, four rounds of trivia are ahead to test your brains. We've got the final fling. We'll be playing Clued Up. I've got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But first, here's your general knowledge round. Good luck. Here we go again then. Another round of general knowledge for you on Takeaway Trivia. Question number one. What is the name of the evil painting in Ghostbusters 2? Number one, what is the name of the evil painting in Ghostbusters 2, the second greatest film ever made? Number two, in Spanish, what number is cuatro? So number two, in Spanish, what number is cuatro? Number three, what is the name of the mouse in the 1999 film The Green Mile? Number three, what is the name of the mouse in the 1999 film The Green Mile? Number four, which colour would you find at the top of a rainbow? Question four this week, which colour would you find at the top of a rainbow? Number five, a flock of which birds is called a gaggle? Number five, a flock of which birds is called a gaggle? Number six, who wrote the novel The Da Vinci Code? Six, who wrote the novel The Da Vinci Code? Number seven, a diamondback is what type of creature? Number seven, a diamondback is what type of creature? Number eight, which London theatre has a thatched roof? Question eight, which London theatre famously has a thatched roof? Number nine, the US team, Miami Heat, play in which sport? Number nine, the US team Miami Heat play in which sport? And question 10, which television soap is set in the fictional suburb of Erinsborough? Number 10, which television soap opera is set in the fictional suburb of Erinsborough? That is your 10 questions to begin with. I hope you're feeling confident. I hope you've got a load right. We'll find out the answers in about 5 minutes. First of all, here's round two. Time for round two. In this round, question number one is worth 5 points. Question two is worth 4 points. Three is worth 3 points. Question four, you're playing for 2 points. And question five is worth just 1 point. That's why we call it 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And question number one this week, which five major space agencies participate in the International Space Station. Number one again, which five major space agencies participate in the International Space Station? Number two, which four actors played the original Ghostbusters in the 1984 film? Classic. Number two, which four actors played the original Ghostbusters in the 1984 film? That's this week's second question about Ghostbusters, and I've got no shame in that. It's the best film ever made, and I can't wait to see Ghostbusters Afterlife later this week. Number three, who are the three remaining members of the pop group Little Mix? Question three, who are the three remaining members of the pop group Little Mix? Number four, what were the Christian names of the Blues Brothers? Number four, what were the Christian names of the Blues Brothers? And question five, false or true, one third of all the hazelnuts in the world go into making Ferrero products, like Ferrero Rocher. I think they make Nutella as well, don't they? It's meant to be pronounced Nutella, apparently, not Nutella, but everyone says Nutella. So number five again, false or true, one third of all the hazelnuts in the world go into Ferrero products. Whilst you're considering your answers to those, let's take a look at your general knowledge answers. Number one, what was the name of the evil painting in Ghostbusters 2? It was, of course, Viggo. That's Viggo the Carpathian, also known as Prince Viggo von Homburg-Dorschendorf, Scourge of Carpathia, Sorrow of Moldavia, Viggo the Cruel, Viggo the Torturer, Viggo the Despised, and Viggo the Unholy. Not that I've seen that film about 300 times. Number two, in Spanish, what number is cuatro? It's four. Number three, what is the name of the mouse in the 1999 film The Green Mile? It's Mr. Jingles. Number four, which colour is at the top of a rainbow? It's red. Five, a flock of which birds is called a gaggle? Geese. Six, who wrote the novel The Da Vinci Code? Dan Brown. Seven, a diamondback is what type of creature? A snake. Eight, which London theatre has a thatched roof? The Globe. Number nine, the US team Miami Heat play which sport? Basketball. And 10, which television soap opera is set in the fictional suburb of Erinsborough? It's Neighbours. Total up your scores, swap your papers back, because here comes round three. Round number three this week is Clued Up. I'm going to give you five clues to the identity of a mystery celebrity. All you have to do is identify them as soon as you can. If you do it on clue number one, you get yourself 10 points. Clue two is worth 8 points, and we play all the way through until clue number five, where you stand to earn yourself just 2 points. So it really is worth getting the identity of that celebrity as soon as you can. Clue number one then for 10 points. I was born on the 18th of June 1942 in Walton Hospital in England, where my mother, Mary Patricia, had qualified to practice as a nurse. My father was absent from my birth due to his work as a volunteer firefighter during World War II. Who am I? That clue again. I was born on the 18th of June 1942 in Walton Hospital, England, where my mother, Mary Patricia, had qualified to practice as a nurse. My father was absent from my birth due to his work as a volunteer firefighter during World War II. Who is it for 10 points? Have you got it yet? If not, don't worry. This is the 8-point clue. My father encouraged me to be musical and take piano lessons. When rock and roll became popular on Radio Luxembourg, I bought a £15 Framus Zenith acoustic guitar. I had the strings reversed so I could play it left-handed. Who is it? So your second clue for 8 points. My father encouraged me to be musical and to take piano lessons. When rock and roll became popular on Radio Luxembourg, I bought a £15 Framus Zenith acoustic guitar. I had the strings reversed so I could play left-handed. A fellow lefty. Who is it? Guess now for 8 points. Clue number three for 6 points. At the age of 15, I discovered the band The Quarrymen playing at St. Peter's Church Hall Fete in Walton. They invited me to join soon afterwards as a rhythm guitarist. Who is it for 6 points? At the age of 15, I discovered the band The Quarrymen playing at the St. Peter's Church Hall Fete in Walton. They invited me to join soon afterwards as a rhythm guitarist. If you think you know who it is, name them for 6 points. Clue four is for 4 points. I'm not just known for my music. Alongside my first wife, Linda, I helped raise awareness of vegetarianism and many social and green issues. Most famously, I was part of Live Aid and Live 8. Clue number four for 4 points. I am not just known for my music. Alongside my first wife, Linda, I helped raise awareness of vegetarianism and many social and green issues. Most famously, I was part of Live Aid and Live 8. Who is it for 4 points? Finally, clue number five for 2 points. I headlined the Olympic opening ceremony in 2012. I've had more UK number ones than any other artist, and my song Yesterday is the world's most covered song. Not bad for someone who once recorded the Frog Song. Who is it for 2 points? Final clue for 2 points. I headlined the Olympic opening ceremony in 2012. I've had more UK number ones than any other artist, and my song Yesterday is the world's most covered song. It's not bad for someone who once recorded the Frog Song. That's worth 2 points, and I'll just chip in. It might be one of the Beatles, if you're not sure. All right? Okay, your answers to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Number one, which five major space agencies participate in the International Space Station? The obvious one, NASA, based in the United States. The second one is Roscosmos, which is the Russian space agency, JAXA from Japan, ESA, which is the European Space Agency, and CSA, the Canadian Space Agency. Number two, which four actors played the original Ghostbusters in the 1984 film? Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, Dan Aykroyd, and the late great Harold Ramis. Number three, who are the three remaining members of the pop group Little Mix? Perry or Perry Edwards, Leanne Pinnock, and Jade Thirlwall. Number four, what were the Christian names of the Blues Brothers? It was Jake and Elwood. And five, false or true, one third of all hazelnuts in the world go into the production of Ferrero products. That is true. Looking back at your clued up round, I gave you loads of clues to the identity of a celebrity. Someone that was encouraged to play guitar. Someone that played left-handed. They joined the band The Quarrymen, known for campaigning for social issues, part of Live Aid, a vegetarian, or raised awareness of vegetarianism, alongside their first wife, Linda, headlined the Olympic opening ceremony back in 2012, sung the song Yesterday, sung a song called The Frog Song, and yeah, was a member of the Beatles. We were, of course, looking for Paul McCartney. Total up your scores again, swap your papers back, and get ready for your final battle this week. Here we go then, the final round, 15 questions of trickier trivia, starting with question number one. Sweetango, that's S-W-E-E-T-A-N-G-O, Sweetango, is a variety of which fruit? Number one, Sweetango is a variety of which fruit? Number two, Mount Kumulanga is the official name of which mountain? Number two, Mount Kumulanga is the official name of which mountain? I will spell it for you. Q-O-M-O-L-A-N-G-A. Kumulanga. Number three, the British brewery Abbey Ales is based in which British city? Number three, the British brewery Abbey Ales is based in which city? Number four, according to the Bible, the sun, moon, and stars were created on which day of creation? Number 4. According to the Bible, the sun, moon, and stars were created on which day of creation? Number 5. Spalla, S-P-A-L-L-A, is Italian for which part of the body? Number 5. Spalla is Italian for which part of the body? Number 6. In which UK city is Waverley Railway Station? Number 6. In which UK city is Waverley Railway Station? Number 7. Chulalongkorn University is the oldest university in which Asian country? So number 7. Chulalongkorn University is the oldest university in which Asian country? I seem to have put together all the weirdest words in one round. I'll spell Chulalongkorn for you. It's C-H-U-L-A-L-O-N-G-K-O-R-N. Chulalongkorn University. Number 8. Logophobia is the abnormal fear of what? Number 8. Logophobia is the abnormal fear of what? Number 9. Which NATO member country is the only one with no permanent professional army? Number 9. Which NATO member country is the only one with no permanent professional army? Question 10. A Stableford is the scoring system in which sport? So number 10. A Stableford is a scoring system in which sport? Number 11. Who plays park operations manager Claire Deering in Jurassic World? She's also in Jurassic World 2 Fallen Kingdom as well. So number 11, who plays the park operations manager Claire Deering in Jurassic World? She's operations manager. Does that technically mean it's all her fault that the dinosaurs escaped? Number 12, in which year did the first car-carrying hovercraft cross the English Channel? Number 12, in which year did the first car-carrying hovercraft cross the English Channel? Number 13, a turophile, that's T-U-R-O and then file, is the lover of which foodstuff? So number 13, a turophile is a lover of which foodstuff? 14, before he became the US president, Barack Obama was senator for which state? Number 14, before he became US president, Barack Obama was senator of which state? And finally, number 15, in 1982, Terence Higgins was the first person in Britain to die from what? Number 15, in 1982, Terence Higgins was the first person in Britain to die from what? That's your 15 questions on the final fling. Get your answers finalised, because I'm about to reveal what they should be. The answers to this week's final fling. Number 1. Sweetango is a variety of which fruit? Apple. Number 2. Mount Kumalanga is the official name of which mountain? It's Mount Everest. In the Tibetan language, Kumalanga is the mother goddess of the earth. Number 3. The British brewery Abbey Ales is based in which city? Bath. 4. According to the Bible, the sun, the moon, the stars were created on which day of creation? The fourth day. Number 5. Spalla is Italian for which part of the body? The shoulder. 6. Which UK city is Waverley Railway Station in? It's Edinburgh. Number 7. Chulalongkorn University is the oldest university in which Asian country? Thailand. 8. Logophobia is the abnormal fear of what? Words. Number 9. Which NATO member country is the only one with no permanent professional army? Iceland. 10. A stableford is a scoring system in which sport? Golf. Number 11. Who plays park operations manager Claire Deering in Jurassic World, outrunning dinosaurs in high heels? Bryce Dallas Howard. Number 12. In which year did the first car-carrying hovercraft cross the English Channel? 1968. 13. A turophile is a lover of which foodstuff? Cheese. Number 14. Before he became US president, Barack Obama was a senator of which state? Illinois. And 15. In 1982, Terence Higgins was the first person in Britain to die from what? It's HIV or AIDS. Which, of course, gave rise to the Terence Higgins Trust. That's it. That's the final round done. Congratulations if you've beaten your personal best on playing the quiz this week, or if you've won by playing against your workmates or friends or family. Well done. You deserve to have tea made for you all week. As always, I'm going to leave you with the final tat fact. And did you know that the centre of the sun is approximately 15 million degrees centigrade? That's 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. You want to just turn that thermostat down a little bit, don't you? Have a fantastic week. Have a safe week. And thank you for playing Takeaway Trivia. We're here every Monday with your pub quiz in a podcast. Make sure you follow wherever you get your podcast from so it gets delivered straight to your ears. It's been a pleasure to be your quizmaster. I'll speak to you soon. Hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at BarWars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.